A good book. It just couldn't put me down. This one's a real chiller.
Ooh, it's freezing. What? Scummy Dearest by Catty Tellall. What's it about?
Oh, about 400 pages. I gotta get a new bookcase. You've heard of Catty Tellall, babes. She's always on the worst smeller list. Catty puts all the best trash in her books. You know what I mean, babes? She's the great guru of ghoulish gossip, the unauthorized authoress of snide remarks, the queen of kiss and smell! You gotta love her, babes!
With fans like you, her books must make millions.
Millions? For trash like that? Once Catty gets her claws into my afterlife story, she'll be begging to write my biography. I'll make millions! Clown book! You laugh at our prices! Catty Tellall signing autographs at the bookstore today.
Scuzzle will never let you in to see Catty.
That clown's always got his nose stuck in a book. Hey! Ow! Must be some snappy dialogue in those. Ow! Ow! Well, I've written off Scuzzo. Time to make our mark in the book biz.
I hope Scuzzo can't read between the lines.
Must be the friction section.
Children's book.
Scuzzo's got the freakiest bookstore.
The book biz is a real circus, babes. Become extinct.
You did it, Beetlejuice. You won. You were victorious. You came in first. You took the prize. You gathered the laurels.
You get the point, babe. A little thesaurus humor goes a long way.
Well, do you want an autograph or not?
Catty Tellall.
Absolutely, Catty Babes.
This is a blank check made out to some deadbeat named Beetlejuice. What do you take me for?
I was hoping about $1 million. You can't blame a gopher for trying. Have I got a subject for you? Me! I'll make you a deal for my afterlife story that'll curl your nose hair.
And who in the neither world are you?
I'm the slime that also rises. The original Huckle Beetle Finn. The Wizard of Oz. I'm Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. In my store. Looking for a good book, Beetlejuice? How about a little slime and punishment? Or maybe Beauty and the Beast? Well, here's a book that's more to your taste.
101 uses for pastry.
Make that 102.
Never trust a clown with literary pretensions.
I guess Caddy won't be writing your afterlife story after all.
Who needs her? I can do a better job than that hack. I'll write my own autobiography.
But you don't know how to write a book.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Train of thought.
You're supposed to be working on your book.
I am, babe.
I, Beetlejuice, am a true non-vivant, the best of the pests, a decay boy of the western netherworld. This sounds like a lot of hot air.
Hey, nobody said an autobiography had to be... true?
You have to tell the truth. Get your facts straight. Get organized.
Then I need some modern technology. I need a word processor. Aha!
But that's a food processor.
You just gotta have the right ingredients. We'll just add a few choice words. Use the unabridged book. I'll never be a writer.
You just need to try harder.
Think so, babe?
It's as plain as the prose on your face.
Howdy, partner. The word on the street is you're writing a book about yourself.
Don't believe everything you read.
Aw, tar hooties, Beetlejuice. Well, I just wanted to make dang sure you put in a good word for your old partners across the street.
Everyone in the book is treated fairly.
Fairly badly, that is.
Bonjour, Beetlejuice.
We heard you're writing your autobiography.
And we hope you will not forget your very, very bon ami.
Don't worry. I got you covered. How's a ghoul supposed to write? All these interruptions have given me writer's block. My book's a write-off.
Don't give up now, BJ. You can do it. All you need is the seed of an idea.
That's it, babes. I just have to do a little cross-dusting, and I'll be riding on cloud nine. This ought to move me in the right literary circles. Birds away!
Way to snow, Beetlejuice! You're a literary blizzard!
Looks like my writing career is really beginning to snowball. Literally. This is it, Lids. Rancid House. The top of the publishing heap.
Whatever you wrote, I don't like it.
We're here to see I Am Rancid.
Mr. Rancid is a publisher, and he doesn't have time to see writers.
Just who do you think you are?
I think I am misspelling Mr. Rancid's executive. secretary.
Don't you mean executive secretary?
I say what I mean, and I mean to edit you severely.
Whoa! What an old battle axe.
Maybe you should just look for another publisher.
I Am Rancid is the slimiest, most disgusting publisher in town. He's perfect for me. There's only one way I'll submit to this. Over the transom. Whoa, our first real publishing reference.
I don't have to take your flack. Why don't you take mine?
This is the hottest manuscript to ever land on my desk. My Afterlife in Grime. What a rotten title. I must publish it. It's a guaranteed worst smeller. Don't read it. Just sign the contract. You'll be rich and famous.
Rich and famous? Now that's my kind of plot twist.
Be a celebrated author, Beetlejuice.
I'm not exactly the toast of the town yet, babes, but it'll get butter. After my Neither Worldwide publicity tour, I'll be bigger than Caddy Tell-All.
Beetlejuice, don't you think you're letting Caddy go to your head?
New book, Mr. Beetlejuice. Hot off the presses.
The freakiest, Beetlejuice. You don't even have to wait for the movie to come out.
Will you see my next project? It leaps right off the page.
Your book's about to start.
Grosser than a hard-boiled detective novel?
A lot grosser. These are your friends you're lying about.
Hey, what are friends for? I just used a little poetic license.
Your license ought to be revoked.
Don't get all bent out of shape, babes. I didn't say anything about you in the book.
You didn't even mention me? Your best friend?
You know what they say, babes. If you have to say something good about somebody, don't say anything at all.
That's the most preposterous preposition I've ever heard.
Whoa, I guess I've written off more than I can chew.
Huh?
I'd love to stay and dangle participles with you, babes, but my bookmobile's here.
Let's go, Beetlejuice. Your tour's all booked up.
Come with me on tour, Liz. We'll have a really gross time.
Not after the way you've treated your friends.
There's the scribbling varmint!
We have the bone to pick with you, Beetlejuice.
I'd love love to say a dandy word, but I gotta go. Whoa!
Lunch, and welcome to Death Styles of the Rich and Heinous. Today we take an impersonal look at the Ghost Rider with the most, Beetlejuice. It hasn't always been chilblained wishes and cadaver dreams for this riding wraith, but today Beetlejuice is treated to the spoiled splendors of his success. Fanatic readers hang on to his every word.
The Beetlejuice really binds my pages.
Ah! Writer's cramp! That's it! I'm not signing any more autographs.
Trying to put a detour on our little book tour?
Keep signing autograph, Breath! I can't! I got a short in my long hand!
I need time to recharge my creative batteries!
You're right, Beetlebard!
I am?
But don't let it put you in a coma! Are you feeling litter-airy? Take some time to ink it over!
You have to sign books from here to eternity. It's in your contract.
Hey, who reads contracts? All those whereases make my head spin.
You want to renegotiate with Miss Spelling?
All right, I'm signing!
Cleet Deakley here with the Neither World News Roundup. Publishing sensation Beetlejuice today won the Neither World's highest literary award. The Pulitzer Prize.
Poor Hooties! Ooh, I'd like to pop that weasel right in his table of contents!
Beetlejuice, he is lower than the belly of a bookworm.
Beetlejuice is still our friend.
Easy for you to say. He didn't write anything about you.
Don't remind me. Caddy, tell all.
I want to talk to you about a new biography I've just started working on.
The book on Beetlejuice is long overdue.
You've seen his face in the cover of Slime and Ghouls Week. He's the back talk of the Netherworld. The author with no authority. He's Beetlejuice. Yeah! All the Netherworld wants to know, what makes Beetlejuice run?
It's this darn head cold.
Well, let's take a question from the audience.
I read in your book you saved a monster across the street from a sandworm. How did you know the sandworm was coming?
I got a sixth sense about those kind of things.
We have a few cold bodies who dispute your claims. Please welcome to the show our favorite purveyor, the poison pen, Caddy Tell-All. Caddy, tell us about the new book you've got in the works.
It's called The Truth About Beetlejuice.
Oh! What a dirty trick! And I should know.
And what have you found out?
Why don't we hear it from the source?
Beetlejuice is a liar. It is not in my bones to be the pickpocket.
I saved him from that dang sandworm.
Beetlejuice couldn't teach a tape when the tap dance. He's got two left feet.
I do not. Well, I guess I do. No, baby, let me explain.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Tune in tomorrow when our topic will be Neither Old Housewives That Took Their Dogs to a Flea Market. What were they thinking?
I just came here to plug a book, and now they're all unplugged! Everybody turned on me, even my head.
You shouldn't have lied about your friends. And you should have mentioned me.
My pen name is Mud.
Beetlejuice, you're all washed up.
Well, just give me the royalties for the books I already sold and we'll call it even.
That won't even cover the cost of the books you didn't sell. If you don't sell them, you buy them. You should have read your contract.
Well, Beetlejuice, I guess you've written your last book.
Are you kidding, babes? I got a million stories! Like A Tale of Two Kitties, or The Swiss Family Robbing Some, or maybe David Copperhead.
What a novel idea.